find them in the morning and the afternoon in front of Colonial Florists. Main Street is full, but if you'd like to register your booth, more room can always be found. Call Donna Graves at 832-3611 to sign up for the Gordonsville Street Festival. That's the Gordonsville Street Festival this Saturday, August 23rd.
Don't miss the summer savings at Madison's Western Auto. 8-horsepower, 30-inch cut riding mowers for $869, sale priced at only $699. Self-propelled 3.5-horsepower mowers were $209, now only $159. They have a limited stock, so hurry down to Madison's Western Auto for your summer bargains.
We're Western Auto, the biggest little store in America.
And now another presentation of the Picayune Radio Theater. Tonight's program is a story of the supernatural. Pyramid power. I say pyramid power is about to take hold in Gurnee, Illinois. I said Gurnee. Pyramids. In Gurnee. Now, Jim Onan has spent the last 2 years working on a wood and concrete pyramid.
Yeah, I think it looks just like what the Egyptians had,
said Jim. Plans to call the pyramid home by next year.
Yeah, see that sarcophagus over there? I'm gonna put a Simmons Beauty Rest in there and sleep in it.
Now, Onan's a builder whose fascination with pyramids is based on his belief that people can draw what he calls
biophysical energy
from being in or near a pyramid.
Oh, it's the truth,
says Onan. People with chronic ailments will be able to check the pyramid out. Onan's designing guest quarters in it. He's even hoping to work with medical researchers to see if the pyramid really does have healing powers.
Yeah, we're really going to be plussed if the pyramid will cure a major ailment that has been worrying me for years. This troublesome athlete's foot fungus,
commented Onan. Dark of night, 3 years from now, on Main Street in Gurnee, Illinois. Onan will dress up like King Tut, go walking through the streets with the little rolls of Charmin dripping off of his feet.
I saw that movie too, and I wanted to play act like that also.
Said Onan. We'll be right back. Rico and Songs from the Empire Strikes Back. Can you believe that Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father? Have faith, friends. We'll know in 2 years. He says mostly sunny, quite warm and humid for the rest of the day, a high around 32 and 90. Fair and warm tonight, expect a low around 21 and 70. Tomorrow, a carbon copy of today. Now, right now, it's 84 degrees. 84 is 29 Celsius. The barometer steady, 29.72.
To all parents from your local Big T Family Restaurant featuring Tasty Freeze. You want to do something special when you love your kids, but sometimes we forget it's the little things that make life worthwhile, like flying a kite, a drive in the country, or a delicious Tasty Freeze cone. Now, we have a whole Tasty Big T menu to choose from, but what makes us famous with kids is our cool, creamy Tasty Freeze. So take your kids to a Big T for a Tasty Freeze dessert.
Look what we got cooking!
Maybe you'd like one, too.
Smokey Robinson, the Tears of a Clown from Radio Orange, where it's 3:27. Gordon Lightfoot is here.
If you want to know the reasons for the things I feel inside, you can run on. But if you need me, show me a way to get through. 'Cause I've not seen anyone like you since I was a man. If you want to know for certain what it is,
restless dreams unfold. Begging in the street, if you need me, show me a way to walk tall. 'Cause I've not seen anything at all till I met you.
If you need me, Gordon Lightfoot, from 134096 Plus. It's WJMA AM and FM Radio Orange, 330. At 330, it's 83 degrees, 28 Celsius. Greene County's bond referendum to borrow $500,000 for a county office building has passed by an overwhelming 81.6%. Mitzi Clark has details of that vote.
800 of the county's approximately 2,790 registered voters went to the polls to cast ballots on the issue, which has stirred controversy in recent weeks. At stake was whether to take advantage of a Farmers Home Administration loan at 5% interest to rebuild quarters destroyed in last fall's Courthouse Square fire. The vote showed the following tallies. Standardsville Precinct, 218 for, 59 against. Ruckersville Precinct, 252 for, 38 against. Dyke Precinct, 73 for, 36 against. Swift Run Precinct, 110 for, 14 against. The totals were 653 in favor of the referendum and 147 against. Mitzi Clark for Radio Orange from Greene County.
Madison firemen answered a call to a chimney fire last night. Fireman Danny Clore said they went to the residence of Jim Utz on Route 651 in Ayler. 9 men and 2 trucks answered the call. Clore said firemen had to do some tearing out around the chimney, but there was not too much damage, according to Clore. This is news from Radio Orange.
Leggett for living, Leggett for you.
It's back to school time at Leggett in Orange. Great shoe values include a group of children's shoes, casual, and tennis, all reduced from one-third to one-half. Junior's long-sleeve shirts, usually $12, now $7.88. And Junior's and Mrs. Blazers, regular $50, now $39.88 at your back-to-school headquarters, Leggett, on Main Street in Orange.
Leggett for living, Leggett for you.
Radio Orange News Time, now 27 before 4. Virginia has passed the test of emergency procedures to be used in the event of a nuclear disaster at VEPCO's North Anna plant. But there may be more delays in the plant's licensing procedure. George Bowles has that story.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency has formally notified the Nuclear Regulatory Commission that the state passed the test, which was held last Saturday. The NRC will review the findings Wednesday, but approval of North Anna's second reactor to begin operations may face another delay. The Emergency Management Agency wants to see a revised plan based on the test discrepancies which were found, and that plan is not due until mid-September. While the NRC could give VEPCO the green light after Wednesday's meeting, the decision could be delayed until after the revised plan is reviewed. George Bowles, at the state capitol.
Children in Madison County whose families earn up to $16,950 may be eligible for free meals in the Madison County schools this year. The only catch is that there must be at least eight in the family to qualify for the free lunch program at that income level. The school board announced its policy earlier this week for free and reduced price meals for children unable to pay the full price of meals. The cutoff point is an income of $10,250 for a family of four to qualify for free meals. However, children in a family of four may be able to get meals at a reduced price if the family income does not exceed $15,990. Since eligibility in the program is determined by family size and income, parents must apply for the program. Application forms will be sent home with all school children on the first couple of days of school this year. The weather today is going to be rerun tomorrow, effectively. Mostly sunny, quite warm and humid for the rest of the afternoon. Tomorrow, too, fair and warm tonight, a low around 70 and 21. The chance of rain is 10% today, 20% tomorrow, with an increased chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Right now it's 83 degrees, 28 Celsius. The wind's light and variable. The barometer steady, 29.72. And that's the news from Radio Orange. I'm Russ Roberts.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone.
Cass Elliott from Radio Orange, and gotta make your own kind of music. 23 before 4 is what time it is now. 1980 is the year of the family. In Washington, on August 22nd through the 25th, there will be a conference called the National Sacred Heart Family Life Conference with the theme, it's got a theme, the Sacred Heart Hope of the Family. You will have an opportunity to hear and talk with some of the leading authorities on family life. For more information, call 703, if you're out of the area code, 703-841-2517.
Little Skip, you don't know,
you don't know what I got.
Little Skip, you don't know what I got.
Well, I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. 'Cause if he had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly.
You don't know what I got.
Just a little disc coupe with a flathead.
Little Deuce Coupe Beach Boys from Radio Orange. Russ Roberts here with you. It's now 21 before 4 o'clock this Wednesday. If you're wondering what the end of the week looks like, Friday through Sunday, warm and humid, a chance of showers and thunderstorms each day. Highs will be about what we've had for the past couple of days, around 90 or so, and lows at night will be rather uncomfortable, up there around 70%. With that humidity, it's definitely an air-conditioned nights for us for the next few. A border collie's missing from Oak Hill Farm, Greene County, near the Green Hills area. He's black and white with brown markings on his legs. He's 18 months old, is wearing a leather collar. A reward's offered for his return. Call the owner collect if you have to at 985-2250. I always like the way those are phrased. Makes you sound poor if you can. If you have to call collect, do it. Put you in your economic position. Well, anyway, what's next on the list here? It says that three hogs are lost in the Unionville area, Route 617. A reward's offered for their safe return. If you bring them back in a gunnos wrapper, no fare. 854-5615.
Replace your worn tires the economical way with Firestone DLC 78 retreads. Prices start at a low $15.95 for size A78 13 Blackwall, plus 34 cents federal tax expense and retreadable tire. Other sizes are priced low too, and there's no charge for mounting. See Firestone in Orange, Washington Street and Madison Road, in Madison Arco, the Route 29 bypass, in Culpeper, Firestone's on East Davis Street.
Ask a friend about Firestone.
I spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers were never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. And telling those sweet lies and losing again. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Searching your eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Hoping to find a friend and a lover. I'll bless the day I discover another heart. Looking for love. I was alone then, no love in sight. And I did everything I could to get me through the night. Don't know where it started or where it might end. I turned to a stranger, just like a friend.
Here's Johnny Lee and Looking for Love from that new Travolta movie, Urban Cowboy. The movie's really good. They ask, in one of the scenes, they ask John Travolta what happened to his chaps, and he says he uses lip balm. It's a good movie. Urban Cowboy is. 16 minutes before 4 o'clock at Radio Orange.
The Southern States Growmaster.
The Growmasters at your nearby store of the Orange Madison Co-op are offering a limited supply of Coker seed wheat. Coker with the highest producing yield in Orange County. Get yours early when ordering your fall seed and don't be left out. Also, the Orange Madison Co-op reminds you to order your fertilizer now and take advantage of the fall discount. Visit your friendly Growmaster and place your order soon. Fall seed, including Coker seed wheat, and fall fertilizer with the special discount. See J.B. Haney in Gordonsville, John Beam in Madison, or Dennis Coppage in Orange, or your field representative of the Orange Madison Co-op.
Well, he's the Growmaster. Better things to grow better and faster. For every farm and every field, better crops and a better yield. He's Southern States.
No, Philly said he uses lip balm. Whew, a good one. He's a little upset these days, running around on pins and needles waiting for his wife to give him a call and say it's a boy. He says, I'm going to stay at the radio station till after it's over. Sports now. Boys, I'm going to give him an award for most lily-livered father I know. You can tell something's wrong with him the way he's running around smiling all the time. Well, it's 3:45 now. Sports are sponsored by Sedgwick Building Supply and Beaver Run Campground, both members of the Radio Orange Sports Broadcasters Club. When owner George Steinbrenner of the New York Yankees talks, people listen, especially the people who work for him. Steinbrenner had most of his front office staff down from New York to his Tampa, Florida home yesterday. He lectured them in forceful language about the showing of his team in Baltimore over the weekend, losing 3 out of 5 games to the Orioles, including the final two. He said no good. After Steinbrenner finished, word was forwarded to Seattle, where the Yanks were preparing to play the Mariners. New York won the game 3-1 to maintain its 2.5-game lead over Baltimore in the American League East. Steinbrenner criticized a number of players, including manager Dick Houser, who was not at the Tampa conference. In Seattle, Houser said, "It goes with the job." A few minutes later, he said, "There goes the job." Owner Ted Turner of the Atlanta Braves says Bobby Cox will be rehired as manager next year. Turner made the statement from Newport, Rhode Island. In an interview with the Atlanta Journal, Turner is competing in the America's Cup trials on the Courageous. We'll have more sports in a minute.
The homeowner's most famous bag of tricks is the bag with the diamond that says Sacrete. And Sedgwick Building Supply in Orange has a full line of Sacrete mixes to help you with jobs around the house. Sacrete sand mix for patching concrete steps or walkways. Sacrete concrete mix for putting in a sidewalk or sinking a fence post. Sacrete mortar mix to lay brick, block, or stone for your new barbecue. If there's a job around the house, do it with quality Sacrete mixes. From Sedgwick Building Supply, Bird Street, Orange.
Here's an idea for this year's vacation, or just a weekend of family fun. Plan to spend some time at Beaver Run Campgrounds near Gordonsville. From just an hour's hike, dip in the pool, and family picnic, to a weekend camping trip or a whole week of relaxation, you'll enjoy the facilities at Beaver Run Campgrounds. There are 2 playgrounds for the youngsters, a fishing pond, and hiking trails through the heavily forested countryside. Pets are allowed on leashes. For information and reservations, phone Beaver Run Campgrounds, 832-2844.
Both the National Basketball Association and the Players Union are taking a hard line against cocaine after yesterday's report that 3/4 of the men in the league used the stuff. Commissioner Larry O'Brien went on record today as saying any player proved to have used illegal drugs will forfeit his right to play in the NBA. The general counsel for the Players Union, Larry Fleischer, said his group will take a strong stand against anybody convicted of using any drug stronger than marijuana. A young professional boxer in Albuquerque is in critical condition in a hospital there after surgery for a blood clot on the brain. Featherweight Victor Romero underwent surgery yesterday after collapsing in a gym. He was working out Monday night. Romero's 20. Greater love hath no basketball coach, it says here in Lexington, Kentucky. Debbie Yao Nance resigned as women's basketball coach at the University of Kentucky because she had to choose between her job and being happily married. She said she will now join her husband, Lynn Nance, who just took over as head basketball coach at Central Missouri State. Debbie and Lynn were married last December 28th. Now there you have sports. Sports sponsored by Sedgwick Building Supply and Beaver Run Campgrounds, both members of the Radio Orange Sports Broadcasters Club. Weather's kind of dull, kind of humid, kind of hot. 32 and 90 should be the high for the next 3 or 4 days. Expect lows at night near 70 or 21 Celsius. Later on in the week, there's a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Now, right now it's 83, 28 Celsius. The wind's light and variable. The barometer steady, now 29.71. The THI, temperature humidity index, is running about, let's make it about 70, 75, which is sort of uncomfortable for most of us. I have yet to have anybody explain which parts of us are uncomfortable at which times. Perhaps they'll enlighten us further on that one. Hey, here's Glenn Campbell and the Rhinestone Plowboy.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a
rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse.
This is Russ Roberts and the Radio Orange Orchestra. I'm plunking out the song from Dallas on the Radio Orange piano, hoping you're enjoying it very much. 6 minutes before 4 o'clock, it's amazing how I can play and talk at the same time. Remember the Scotch Foursome tournament scheduled for Woodbury Forest Golf Club on Sunday the 24th? Well, it's still on. Tee-off times, 1 o'clock. Entry fee, $6 a couple. You can call Betty Morin or Virginia Schaefer. Or, better yet, you can sign up right at the club.
The gold and silver buyers are coming back this Friday and Saturday. They'll be paying top dollar for class rings, wedding bands, and all gold jewelry. Cash for gold and silver coins, dental gold, and sterling silver of all kinds. Get cash for silver dollars, even broken or damaged gold or silver. The gold and silver buyers will be at 3 locations, in Orange in front of Western Auto, the Park and Shop, in Louisa in front of Community Cardinal Drug, the Glen Mary Shopping Center, in Culpeper in front of 7-Eleven on Main Street next to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Cash for gold and silver Friday and Saturday.
Well, looky there. In 5 minutes, it'll be 4 o'clock. That's Radio Orange time. Afternoon Delight, the Starland Vocal Band.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. So polite, I always thought a fish could not be caught who didn't bite. But you got some bait awaiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Maybe it's the best thing. Maybe it's the best.
Brooklyn Bridge, that's the worst that could happen. Song's 11 years old already. 1340 96 plus. We are WJMA AM and FM Radio Orange. It's 4 o'clock. 81 degrees, 27 Celsius at 4. There's word of possible agreements between striking Polish workers and the government there, but the word is far from definite. Polish state radio in Gdańsk says representatives of the government and the strikers reached unspecified tentative agreements on some issues, but the report did not make clear how many of the more than 100,000 strikers would be affected, and it says the government will tell the strikers later today what it thinks of the proposals. The workers' demands range from more pay to forcing the Communist Party out of Poland's trade unions. U.S. officials say the Soviet Union is jamming the Voice of America's Russian-language broadcasts again after a seven-year respite. The British Broadcasting Company says the Soviets are jamming its Russian-language broadcasts as well. The BBC says it's probably because the Soviet leaders are worried about how their citizens will react to news of the strikes in Poland. Defense Secretary Harold Brown says the Soviets may already be able to threaten U.S. land-based missiles. In a speech to the Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island, he said the Soviets are deploying ICBM warheads capable of threatening U.S. Minuteman silos. Brown said U.S. air and sea-based weapons will still provide a credible deterrent, but he said we need modernization. Republican presidential nominee Ronald Reagan also says the U.S. needs military modernization. Reagan says the U.S. has slipped to number two in military power as President Carter made defense budget cuts. He also told the American Legion in Boston today that he fears the administration may take some reckless actions to make Americans believe we are still number one. Reagan did not spell out what those actions may be. This is news from Radio Orange.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Perdue, Area Coordinator for the Rental Assistance Program. If you are 62 years or older, or if you are handicapped or disabled, you may qualify for help with paying your rent. You can choose your own place to live or stay where you are. Our program could pay most of your housing expenses. For an application, call the Rental Assistance Office in Orange at 672-1155. Call now. That number again, 672-1155. This is an equal opportunity housing program.
Radio Orange News Time, 3 minutes after 4. The AFL-CIO's Executive Council meeting in Chicago has recommended that the presidents of the AFL-CIO unions back President Carter for re-election. Wasn't unanimous, though. Machinist Chief William Wimsinger, a backer of Senator Ted Kennedy, voted against it, and two labor leaders abstained. The Labor Department has a report today that indicates the recession may be leveling off, but says the number of people who get unemployment insurance in regular state programs is down for a sixth straight week. In the week ended August 2nd, a seasonally adjusted total of 3,770,000 people were reported getting unemployment compensation, down 37,000 from the week before. Ford is putting its case on automatic transmissions before the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration today. The company wants to block a possible recall of 16 million automobiles and light trucks with automatic transmissions. The agency claims an apparent safety defect lets the transmissions shift accidentally from park into reverse. By way of rebuttal, a Ford engineer at today's hearing slammed his hand again and again into an unmoving shift lever. Nothing happened. The weather, mostly sunny, quite warm and humid for the rest of the day. Tomorrow about the same. Expect a low tonight and tomorrow night around 70 and 21. The chance of rain's only 10% today, should be 20% tonight and tomorrow. Right now it's 81 degrees, 27 Celsius. The wind's light and variable. The barometer declining slightly. It's 29.71. That's the news from Radio Orange. I'm Russ Roberts. Take a little rhythm. Ollie Thompson. Allie Thompson. Muhammad's cousin. Allie Thompson. 4:08 is what time it is, and this sounds like a job for Captain Sticky. Yes, sir. Did you see that on Real People? Captain Sticky. Roy Kelly has a sticky problem on his hands, friends and neighbors. Kelly is the public works director in Petaluma, California. His problem is molasses. Someone opened a valve at a feed mill over the weekend, and 7,400 gallons of molasses spilled into the river. "Uh-oh," said the fellow operating the valve. Didn't exactly spill, it just kind of oozed into the river. The fish are now having to take weightlifting lessons just to swim. There's nothing Kelly can do about the situation. Water officials say he'll just have to wait for the molasses to dissolve and float away. He says it makes great stuff to put on your pancakes, but not much else. A true story from Petaluma, California. At 4:10, this is Bread. Down on my knees, Bread, David Gates, 1340 and 96 plus, we are Radio Orange. Cindy Baker of Orange is the latest winner of a mint on Radio Orange. Cindy Baker wins a certificate for a mint sundae or a mint shake from McDonald's in Orange. When you hear the double boings, boing, boing, be the first caller at 672-1000 and you win a mint.
It's back to school time at Leggett in Orange. Girls short sleeve knit tops, usually $8, now $6.44. Boys tough and rough knit shirts, short sleeves, stripes, and solids, regularly $6, now $4.44. Men's pullover velour shirts, slightly irregular, regularly $16, only $9.88 at back to school headquarters, Leggett in Orange.
Leggett for living, Leggett for you.
A man on the go looks high and low for his kind of cooking, but I stopped looking when I found Hardee's, best eating in town, up and down and all around.
I've always been a firm believer in the old saying that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. If I don't get a good breakfast in the morning, people tell me I can be a little cranky. That's why I like to start out at Hardee's. They're serving homemade buttermilk biscuits fresh from the oven. Feel filled with real country ham, savory sausage, or chopped beefsteak. And now they're topping them off with fresh scrambled egg. That makes for a good-tasting, well-rounded breakfast that fits right in your hand. Pick yourself up a Hardee's biscuit with egg, and if you're still cranky, it won't be because you didn't get a good breakfast.
A man on the go looks high and low for his kind of cooking, but I stopped looking when I found Hardee's, best eating in town, up and down and all around.
She can't help talking like that. Life on the farm's tough on some people. Dionne Warwick's here.
An old friend told me that you just ran out of chances. One too many dances down the narrow street of time. Remember how we faced the world like two tramps shining. Please don't let that magic ever end. Don't forget what we learned living on the wind. I still can show you who you are. That day the long and dusty road had us both crying. We used up our last joke just to try and smile again. Now I find I know what we were learning. Though it's dark and you have traveled far, every long night gives you one bright shining.